And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. I am a happy, happy, happy Crutch. And I will explain why later in the show. First, I need to tell you about the two greatest guys ever to do podcasts with. And that would be the Chief and the Goon. And I have the distinct pleasure of being able to work with them every week. And they're here right now. Hello, Chief. Hello, Goon.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I was surprised you could lie that much in one sentence.
I really in one breath.
He did it in one breath. I was wondering, you know, when the oxygen was going to run out.
Me? I'm full of hot air. It never runs out.
You. Enough so that you could be, say, a politician?
You know, I'm in a good mood, and you go and have to say the P word. Really?
I didn't.
Really?
I was just asking a question.
That's like that's saying, hey, you seem happy. You'd like to be an axe murderer? You know.
That's my job, asking questions. But I see, much like at work, it's getting me in trouble here, too.
Really? What question did you ask at work?
Can I have a working computer? When will the network be back and what happened?
When will the pain end?
And all the essays moved away from me.
Oh, that's right. You have those wonderful system administrators.
Oh yeah,
my gosh, yes. The essays.
You know, you can almost hear them, can't you?
You can.
You're working in the racks. You know, I really do think smiling mechanical monkeys might do better.
The ones with the symbols.
Yeah. I just put it in front of the rack, turn it on, and go, okay, go ahead and fix it. Because they're mad at me for asking questions like what went wrong. And one of the other guys who's new there told me, I go, I don't know why they're mad at me. He goes, because you ask good questions, honest questions. I just want to know what to tell the customer.
You tell them nothing.
You want me to give you an example? Chief, did we discuss Patch Wednesday on a previous show?
No, but I believe you know what is going on.
Side channel, folks. I will include this wonderful visage. We've got another picture of the SA crew that the Goon has to work with. Oh my God, that's outstanding. I have to close that window now because I'm going to hurt myself. Okay, good.
That's awesome. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Chief. That's it exactly. Every Wednesday they shut down the system for one half to one full day during the middle of the day, so they can do SA stuff instead of doing it after hours like every other SA group in the whole universe.
Yeah, heaven forbid they not, you know, like, work when everybody else is not impacting them.
We're not here to make sense, okay?
Okay, well, fair enough. So, last week on Patch Wednesday, about half the staff works with Windows XP.
Wow.
I know. It's a vintage program. Apple told me I brought my iPad in to be fixed, and they told me, no, I'm sorry, this is a vintage iPad. And I looked at her and I went, young woman, the iPad is a piece of computer equipment. It's only 10 years old. That's not vintage. I, on the other hand, am vintage.
You're a classic. You're not just vintage.
That's right. And I got a smile from her. I still didn't get the iPad fixed.
No.
But I brought
it
to...
You could just buy a new one.
Right. So that would have been $650. So I took the old one to the company called, I can't make this up, You Break, I Fix.
I know them.
Yeah, they're actually a nationwide company. They give you a year warranty, and they fixed my iPad for $150.
Nice.
Yeah. That's normally what I will, when I started getting shaky hands, I would calculate how much were the parts, and how much were they charging? And if it, and if an hour of my time was going to be used trying to do that, then I figured, okay, parts plus that equals is just better for me to hire someone else, because good Lord, things have gone down. And since everyone is desperate for work now, you know, those that want to work are trying to work hard.
Yep.
Those that do not want to work
are also trying hard.
You don't know who they are or where they are.
Yeah. So I'll finish my tale for you. Last Wednesday, when Patch Wednesday started, my thin client went down, along with a few other people. Then Patch Wednesday happened, and when the systems came back up, about an hour later, all the XP VMs went down. Golly, I said, this is a problem.
Sure.
And I went to their lead and said, shall I put in one ticket, or do you want us to put in one for each, you know, VM that's down?
They would prefer you wouldn't put any in, but yeah. Kinda.
Well, I guess that's the truth, because the lead said just one ticket. And 2 hours later, his worker, a contractor like us, said, no, I need a ticket for everything, which I kind of understand, because they're trying to track their work, right?
Well, yeah, we get paid by that little concept.
But I'm like, well, you contradicted your lead, and I can't contradict your lead. So we did both, and by this morning, that was last Wednesday. Today is almost a week later, and all of the systems are up that I know of.
Yay.
Except for one guy whose system comes up and he can log in, but he's not connected to anything.
Welcome to the most secure computer at work.
And I said, well, if we know his machine isn't working the way it is, it's a VM. Can't we just reimage it, build him a new one, and move on?
Right.
No, we can't do that. Ask me why.
Why
can't you do that?
Stop asking questions. We can't do that. So I give up. And by the way, what day is tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's Wednesday.
They're coming to take me away.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Then we're down for half a day tomorrow.
So I understand.
Not good.
This is a problem, but the problem is contained, as in it stays within your group.
Oh, so what you're saying is, as long as it's not your problem, you don't care.
No, what I'm saying is that there are different organizations where I get a frantic phone call, and it is not Patch Wednesday. It is Vulnerability Remediation Week. And so a person, this person is government, and this person has never done this, but they are now in charge of it. And all their contractors have quit. So,
oh, Lordy.
So there's always last resort. And he's like, I don't know if you can help me. And I said, is it computer related? And he goes, yeah. And I said, then I can probably help you. So he Skypes me. He's got his phone in one hand and he's got the screen in another hand. And he's like, this is what I'm seeing. What do I need to do? I then explain what he needs to do. And I say, warning, this has never been done. The people who told you that this has been done have lied to you for the past umpteen years.
Wow.
Because
making that stuff up.
As you know, with SQL, there is an item that says enable secure transport on or off. I said, if you turn this on and you don't have certs. And when he said, what's a cert? I was like, so you don't have certs.
And we don't mean the gum. Okay, the breath mask. So
I said, your web apps will go down.
Yeah.
He said, but will I be remediated? I said, yes, you will. I said, take a screenshot because you're going to need it. He goes, okay. 15 minutes later, he says, the web app is down. I said, yes, that is the expected result. He said, what do I do? I said, we've got to turn it. We've got to undo what you did. I said, but that eliminates the remediation. I said, you have what's called a server team. That server team needs to load certs or else none of this will ever work. This is why you took the screenshot. He's like, man, this is awesome. Thank you. I said, why are they having you do this? He goes, I don't know. I'm the only one left in this department.
Oh my.
Wow.
That is
Does he have to remember to turn the lights out when he leaves?
Food and drug administration. Now, again, he's a govy. So
no, he doesn't have to turn anything off.
Yeah, he's literally just waiting to be reassigned.
Waiting for the cafeteria to open at 10 so he can get some chili.
Oh, no. He gets to work remotely, which is why he had his phone.
Wow.
Yes.
Wonder what that would be like, Crutch.
What's that?
Working remotely.
What do you mean remotely? What is a remote?
I don't know. They tell me some people can work from their homes.
But there is no work at home. Work is always where work is, and that is where work is.
I know.
Is that more of Annie Johnson's greatest hits?
That is where it has always been, and it is where it is. And all that is work is where it is that his work is done.
And Crutch saw that it was good.
And yeah, he worked 85 hours a week, and his boss was Microsoft.
And took sponge baths right there at his cube and ate from the vending machine.
Absolutely.
Yay, the cheese crackers and the Diet Coke.
Yes, and many were offended during the sponge bath.
Because of what day it is. Yesterday, there was the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, because he only does it on Mondays.
Oh, sure.
And he decided that now would be the time to put the VP's greatest hit, of which it was,
oh God,
it was 15 minutes
of word salad.
Yeah,
that was
what we're doing.
Wait a minute, the current VP stutter and stammer and sue?
Well,
cackles.
No, the way that they did it, they made it so that she had a spiritual word advisor who would take. She would take the transcript of what they wanted her to say, go into a cave, and then rearrange the words the way that the spirits told her, which is why she can pronounce all the words. They are just in a weird position. And they showed her, as we go, we're going, because that's where we need to go. And if we go there, then we will be there, because that's where we need to be. And she was like, don't you just feel the energy coming out of it, and it was bomb.
Is there any chance at all that the spiritual word advisor name was Clippy?
No, it may have been Karen.
Yeah. I see you're trying to write a suicide note. Why don't I help?
Oh, Lord. Too much fun.
Oh my God. That was, well, you know what? That is fun. Everybody have a good weekend. We just passed a holiday weekend. I had a nice one. I hope you all did.
I had 5 days straight of no work. It was wonderful. And then I got the greatest news today. Yay.
If this is the story about your vehicle, I was saving that for the finale.
Well, okay, and then I will wait. Okay. So I can tell you
the greatest news.
Okay, I can tell you a really, really good story, which is not related to my vehicle.
Did you win?
No, not that good.
So,
I mean, not good for me, but it was really good for somebody else. How's that? We can enjoy somebody else's happiness. How's that?
Showcat does not agree.
Showcat says, why did you not win?
Because I picked numbers like that monkey slapping the keyboard. You all will understand as soon as you look at the show notes, trust me. That's me picking the numbers. See, we could caption that all day long. Okay.
Oh my God. That's going to be a well used image. Well used.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thursday, I took off work and my wife and I drove over to the Eastern Shore and watched my eldest niece graduate from college. Yay. She got her degree in early education and her teaching degree. She's now applying to the various counties around here, and she will be gainfully employed, and she's an amazing teacher. They had her doing her internship at one of the toughest schools on the Eastern Shore. Like, if the Eastern Shore had a hood, that's where this school was. And the stories she told me were like, I can't believe you. And you continue to want to do this for a living. I'd have left, I'd have thrown it all away and, you know, gone lived in the mountains. But she's tough cookie. And
you wouldn't help the poor children in the hood?
Remember his wife?
I cannot tell you.
Okay.
Some of the comments directed at her from 9-year-old boys. How's that?
I bet my sister. My sister knows.
Yes, I don't doubt it. They're tough people. I'm going to tell you right now. Rank and file teachers, depending on when they have to work. Yeah, it's a tough gig.
Yeah.
all the props. But she, you know, she loves the work. And the kids ended up, you know, she went from working with the third graders to working with kindergarten. And the third graders got real upset that, you know, well, where is she? She's moved on to a new assignment. So, she has a white banner that she was wearing, you know, like a white sash that she wore for graduation, and she had all the kids sign it. And one of them, apparently there's another student teacher at the school, and her name is Miss M. We'll just call her Miss M. And this student wrote on my niece's banner, "You're much prettier than Miss M." And of course, it's in marker, and it can't come off. And My poor niece is like horrified. Oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? Everybody thought it was funny. Even Miss M thought it was funny.
Exactly. The only thing you can do with that is fess up to the other person and go, look what the little rascal did.
But what the really weird part was, sitting in the audience as I'm watching my niece get all graduated and all, one row behind me is a guy I worked with about 20 years ago. And we recognized each other, and I sort of remembered his name. And I went out to my personal auxiliary brain, and this happened to be, I guess, a person that I worked with before I met my auxiliary brain.
Yeah,
because he's like, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah,
that would be he, folks. In case you're wondering, he has eidactic memory. This is why I ask him stuff.
I gave you different first names for the last name you gave me.
You did. Well, we went through all of them.
Yes. Much to the chagrin of Mr. Browning.
You were like the king of grants. Yes.
Yes. He did not like that game.
No. If you're not good at a game, you don't like it. It's okay. No, just kidding. Anyway. So right. It was funny. I actually chatted.
Any of the ones I had. Foster Grant.
I know. Well, Lou. Lou Grant. Well, that's good.
Lou Grant.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're a little too fast.
Land Grant.
Land Grant,
right?
Government Grant,
yeah. I had a chat with him today, though. The real guy. So you know, he's got two down, one to go. So, whew, that's a lot of money. But it was great. I ever actually remembered his name and remembered his user ID and had Goon look him up, and lo and behold, he's still working there because it's Hotel California and we never leave.
That's right. You can say you left, but you're not going anywhere.
I can still bring up the Chiefs marker. It's since he retired. It's since he retired 2 years ago. But by God, he's still in the system.
That's right. That is right. Every once in a while, I look at him up and I shed a little tear. I feel sad, but I did not feel sad this weekend. Hurricane and I went to the Hunt Country Stable Tour.
Man, I'm glad you picked that.
Where were you going? You're going whore hunting? That's wrong.
Hunt Country Stable Tour.
Okay,
it's a benefit.
It came out.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Say that three times fast.
I think that would be a bad idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to keep closing the blast door here on the bunker because the washing machine is now making loud, obnoxious noises.
What did you do at this retreat?
So you pay a small fee, and for that fee, you get to go and view rich people's horse stables and farms.
Okay.
Listen, these horses live better than we do.
So here's the thing. Which state is this in?
Virginia.
Right. So if this was California, it would be, who am I going to rob next?
Exactly.
This person.
They let me on their
property. I want.
They let me on their properties anyway.
Wow.
I got to go in right in the front entrance.
Well, you're the right kind of minority.
Ah.
Tall.
Sure, we can go with that. The interesting part is whatever the farm specializes in, they'll give you a little demonstration. So if they do horse jumping, they'll have a jump course set up and show you what that's all about. And a couple that I got to see really interested me. First was they had a racetrack, and we got there early enough to watch them breezing horses. That's where they run them like they're in a race, but there's only one horse running.
And he's convinced he's winning.
And you get to stand right by the rail when these animals go by. Yeah, there you go. That's exactly the noise.
Thank you.
And it was...
dang effects.
It was great. And then we went to one where a woman and her husband showed how they used to hitch up four horses to a carriage and drive what is called four in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually pretty interesting. And it occurred to me that, like, you know, back in the olden days, you wanted to go out for a Saturday night dance with your wife over to the neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
You had like 4 hours of crap to do before to get there and get back. Saddle up the horses, make sure everything is clean, get yourselves all gussied up and get over there, have the dance or the dinner or whatever it is, and come back home. Oh, and you're not done. Then if you want to have horses in the morning, you got to take care of the horses and cool them down and feed them and water them and undo all the harnesses.
This is why I don't have horses.
Exactly. Internal combustion engine's much easier.
That's true. You just turn off and walk away.
Right. And if all the only penalty for that is a little bit of global warming, I'm okay with it.
As long as your transmission works.
Well, there is that. So the last one is one that you would have liked, Crutch.
Hmm.
That was two Civil War reenactors dressed as Mosby's Rangers, which were technically, I guess it's light cavalry.
Okay.
And they talked about how they would fight and what they would do and what they would carry. And they were mounted on their horses, and they showed us how the horses are trained to overcome their natural fear of running into people so that they could, you know, push enemies out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty fascinating. But you're right. My transmission worked the whole day, not yours?
Well, I don't know.
I thought you had a new transmission.
I do have a new transmission. I didn't get a chance to use it, though.
I don't understand. Did it break again?
No, something else did. So apparently, in the process of fixing my transmission, a certain dealership whose initials are Apple Ford apparently dislodged a very important cable that supplies power to the passenger side headlight, thereby making my vehicle uncomfortable to drive without the sun up in the sky.
And illegal to drive that way.
And illegal to drive that way, exactly.
If Leo saw you, they would pull you over and give you a little lecture.
Give me a little what fur. So I contacted said dealership whose initials are Apple Ford.
Rotten Apple Ford, yeah.
And I explained, hey, guys, you had my vehicle for 3 weeks. You did one day's worth of work on it. I know because you basically said, I'm waiting for a part, the part being the transmission. And you got that part Thursday morning, and I was driving away Thursday afternoon. So you literally did nothing for a day, you know, 20 out of 21 days. And in the process, when I get home and the next morning I go to turn my headlights on, I get this message, you don't have one. When I call them back, they said, oh, it was definitely working when you left because we checked it. Okay, for all the mechanics out there in our audience, if you're working on a transmission, do you check the headlights too? Is that like another thing?
That would be a no negative.
That would be what I would think, yes. That would not related.
Did you check the resume? Did it say Java developer?
Wow.
Former job was happened to be Lucas Electronics in the UK, maybe?
Ooh, we're digging up old shows. Okay. Good job. Good job, everybody.
You're welcome.
I know. We're running tight tonight. No, so basically they said, yeah, you'll have to come in and leave your vehicle for another 2 weeks, and we'll get around to it when we get around to it. And I, at that point, hung up on them. And I just said, you know what? I go to this lovely Exxon gas station right near my house. I get my gas there. I get all those losing tickets there. And and I thought to myself,
similar good customer.
I was a good customer. So I walk in there and I explain my tale of woe, and they said, we'll be happy to take a look at it. Can you leave it with us? And I said, well, sure, because this is last Wednesday. And I'm like, I'm not going to need a Thursday. My wife and I are taking her vehicle to go watch my niece get graduated. And so they had the vehicle and they were working on it. And they said, look, we know for a fact there's no power getting to the passenger side low beam socket. And we've traced the wire. We had to take the bumper off to trace the wire. And as far as we've been able to trace it, still no power. We think, unfortunately, it might be in the computer. Because, you know, those aren't cheap.
Yeah, that'll only be $10 trillion.
Or something. Yeah, maybe a few zeros less, but, you know, national debt. Anyway, so I am coming home. I haven't heard from them all day. They said their computer guy was going to come in Tuesday morning and take a look at it. Didn't hear from them all day Tuesday. I had to run over to the post office, and while I was in line at the post office, my phone rings, and the gentleman at the Exxon station says, hey, we're all done, ready to go, $250. I'm like, wow, great. Okay, what was it? Well, as it turns out, it wasn't the computer, but it was very close to the computer. The cable coming from the computer and the cable going to the light were no longer friends. And they had found the two parts of the, basically the cable had broken. And I said, that's great. And they got it all fixed. They put the car all back together, and it looks like they even may have washed it. I'm not sure. It's gorgeous. And I had a paint smudge from where my beloved son decided to kiss the side of my garage with the car. And I think they removed that. And I'm like, okay, wow.
May he rest in peace.
He's still alive somewhere. No, anyway,
Well, in our hearts, yes.
Listen to the following.
Yeah.
Does he listen to the show?
Cause no, not at all. Yeah.
That's too bad. Cause number one fan may send a letter on that one. So,
well, yeah. Yeah. I'll probably get in a lot of trouble for that because she likes him better than me anyway. Anyway.
And she does listen. So
yes, she does.
That's for you, Mom. But the long and the short of it is I now have my vehicle back. The headlights work. The transmission works. I'm missing a big paint splotch. So it's a good day. It's a good day.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
You didn't have to bring out the AK.
No, I didn't. But I'm going to make a good case for seeing whether or not I can get a certain car dealership whose initials are Apple Ford to maybe recompense me for the $250. Since it's
you,
I got a snowball's chance, but can always ask.
Well, you want I should come with you?
I did get an email from them about taking a survey. I've been waiting until I got my car back to go ahead and do that. I think I shall. So maybe make it take a shot at filling it out. And we
could come in and you do the talking. We'll both wear suits. And the shorter guy does the talking, and the big guy just kind of stands there, sort of threatening.
Just kind of looming.
Knuckle cracking, looming over him, you know, standing right next to him, breathing in their ear, going, if I was you, I'd offer to pay for this.
Mr. Crutch, I don't think he's giving you the respect you deserve.
You want I should do something about that?
You don't want to get tiny mad, I'm just saying.
I can ask the Sicilian. I can ask the Sicilian to send him a picture. here's what's going to happen to you. Thwack, wang, 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 wang.
What?
The throwing, the knife, axe throwing.
Twang.
Thwack.
Swack and a twang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it wobbles when it hits. Never mind. Move on.
Deep breath.
Sad day.
Sorry. Deep breath. I'm trying. Sorry.
To show PG. I'm failing miserably.
I gotta get that picture Chief sent us out of. It's very distracting.
Right. We need to tighten more so the picture gets short the window. There we go. Okay, I'm better now. Oh, Lord. Anywho, yeah. So I'm a happy camper. I can't complain. Got my vehicle back, and now I gotta get number one fan her vehicle because I borrowed it for a day. You know.
How do you get that back to her? You drive it like a half a mile, walk back at your car, drive another mile, and
no, my wife actually likes me and has agreed to meet me down there, and then drive my sorry butt back home.
So, oh well, that works. That's easier than the way I had for you.
You're
welcome.
How does that work? I drive two cars. I drive a half mile, walk back, drive the other half mile. That would, do you know how long that would take?
About 2 days, I'm thinking.
I only have 43 miles to go, you know.
And you would be, you would be kind of disappointed in me at the end of that task.
You think?
Never know until you try.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go with now. Oh, gosh. So, let's see. Goons had some fun. Crutches had some fun. Chief, you had any fun?
No, I had 12 tons of gravel. I made my cousin came over. So
older and deeper into.
I knew he was going there.
So one thing that we did, I was a teacher all weekend.
A teacher?
Yes, my.
Ooh, can we call you Rabbi?
No. This particular cousin has multiple jobs, and one of them is a garbage man. And so he comes over, and he says, I would like you to help me fix these computers. I go, sure. So I go, oh. So we start taking it apart, and we start doing stuff. The hard drive is beeping. I said, I can't fix that. He said, why not? And I said, that is the death roll of the hard drive.
Oh.
Beeping to let you know that nothing on it works anymore.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it contained all the pictures of our departed uncle, who was his dad. So I was like, man, that's a shame. So I will work extra hard to get these other computers up. And I go, man, when did you get these? He said, about 20 minutes ago. And I was like, huh? And he said, yeah, so I was taking out the garbage, and they were just sitting there. So I took them.
Oh.
I brought in my other son, and I said, we are now going to have a lesson in computer security.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it on, and a man's face shows up, and it's asking for his password. And I said, this is unfortunately how easy it is to break said passwords. To which he had connected to his Yahoo account. And I said, so now we have access to that. And then all these other files, because it was connected to his OneDrive and it was cloud syncing, But I disconnected the network so that it knew the files were there, but it didn't have them updated.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if we were bad people, this man would now be having a very bad day. But we are not bad people, so we deleted his profile, and now he has a new computer.
Oh, very nice. So there was nothing wrong with the computer. The guy just threw it out.
No, there was something wrong with the computer. He had, one, the computer is 7 years old. Two, he had a bad memory. And he apparently, it was for Windows 10 Home, and he had put Pro on it, and something happened. So now it thinks that it is unlawful or unactivated. And I said, well, that's not your problem because, as we can see, you had nothing really to do with this machine. But it was disturbing because we had his face as the login screen, which was on the screen most of the time.
It's staring at you.
Along with his name and his address and all this. This is... You know, if you ever deliver garbage or, take the garbage and you see this man out there, you gotta need to say something. Not, hey, I took your machines, thank you, or anything like that, but hey, you need to practice better computer security.
Yeah, he got lucky. He got incredibly lucky that it was you who got that.
That's right. You got a paladin who got your stuff.
Exactly.
Yep, and then...
Did you find whatever you were looking for, whoever that was?
Oh, no, that was good.
Okay.
And so as payment for that, he helped me shovel the rocks, of which I said, we are doing the work of our ancestors. And he said, I wanted to be a house Negro.
Did you sing songs while you were doing it?
We did not sing spirituals because he has decided to be atheist. But he did go to church with me, and so that was fun.
I mean, that doesn't mean you can't sing the songs.
No, we were going more over why. Now, this was a weekend, and this was a weekend in Texas, and it was cloudy. At one point, for about 2 to 3 hours, my oldest son came out there. It was cloudy. My son got sunburned.
Wow.
And he was trying to figure out, so...
I would blame your wife.
I was sweating pretty hard. My cousin was not sweating as hard. And we were making melanin comments. And how one of us was lacking melanin. And he didn't appreciate that. But then apparently the Siberian Express also makes these comments because he was able to get sunburned under an umbrella at the beach. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, so she said, this is not my fault. And then my dad, used more colorful words like, you don't have enough ninja inside you. But not exactly that word. And my poor son was like, why would granddad say that? Because granddad is messed up.
Well, yeah.
It's just how he is, son.
Not enough ninja. Okay.
Yep. So that was my weekend.
Shovel and gravel. I had more fun than you did, I think.
I know I had more fun because I didn't shovel anything.
I got exercise. This is going to be a
You're
very
big like John Henry at this point.
Exactly.
Tomorrow we finally get the electricity run to the well. On Friday, we get gutters put in.
So it's
the more I said, I don't know, the more they reduced the price to the point where they said, we're just charging you labor now. I don't think we can go lower.
Wow. Like, bravo. How
desperate are you? And they said, pretty desperate. And I said, well, okay, if you're going to be honest, then I'm going to give you business. It is less than my house in Maryland, even though this has way more curves. Mm-hmm. There is no fascia. There is no anything. I said, so you're going to go fix all that stuff? And they said, well, we have to because your rotting wood won't support you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be quite nice.
Goonchild and Fire Marshal Bill have heard pretty much the same thing.
So do they also have foundation issues?
I don't think they have foundation issues, but they do have well and septic issues, as it turns out. So their water and septic systems are fixed, except for one clog that's going to be more money than they want to spend right now, but it's in the leach field. Hmm. And they're convinced they're going to dig it up themselves and fix it. That's not one that Dad's going to help them with.
Well, that's interesting, because we found out that we finally got ours fixed. And mm-hmm. the fix was you need to have 4 feet of dirt in order to keep the pressure of the water going in a particular direction, else it pops out.
Huh.
And I said, well, why did this happen? And he said, erosion, because you're on this is on a hill, mm-hmm. and so it keeps raining, and it keeps wiping this away. So you need, so I was like, all right, I know what to do about that. So I said, other son, I need about 4 wheelbarrows of dirt. And he was running back and forth to mock my abilities, because I was walking. And
don't you hate when they do that?
If you make him sing songs, I'll be out of breath, just saying.
No, he was a... It seemed like he had nothing else to do and was excited to be doing something.
Yeah, well, okay, Val.
Motivation.
Yes. Can't argue with that. So we got stuff done. So now we are no longer pooping into the yard. That was a nice change of pace.
Yes, I would say it's slightly more civilized.
That's better. Yeah.
I have to admit that's something you should probably, strive to do every day. I'm just, today I'm not pooping in the yard. There you go.
Well, the people that work on the house, the people that do work outside,
mm-hmm.
they never come inside.
Uh oh.
So they do their business outside. And every now and then I see them behind their truck or behind the tree. And I'm like, guys, you can come in. They're like, no, policy says we can't. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, this is really more disgusting. Yeah, because they will track dirt and mud and they don't want to clean it up.
Oh.
Huh.
So they'll just walk around with swamp booty because
they're... Ew.
I don't get it, but you know what? That's the way it is.
That's not a good name for a band, by the way.
No.
It depends on where you are.
I don't know. It makes me go ooh.
Like, I'm concerned.
Extreme Southern Maryland might appreciate that kind of stuff.
Well,
I'm pretty sure if they have swamp booty, you should probably stay away. Just saying. Like it should be like the first line in a military, this could be you video, Troops, beware of swamp booty.
Well, speaking of troops. What are the odds? What are the odds that
we'll have a draft?
Taiwan falls in 2 months.
Taiwan falls in 2 months?
They have it completely blockaded so that no things can go in and out anymore. I got notifications from other people saying that chips and other things that were produced there won't be making it out. So invest in these things. They're about to skyrocket.
Wow. Okay, yeah, 2 months sounds about right.
Yeah, I learned the $320 million floating platform that we built in Gaza.
You mean Gaza? You mean Western Israel?
Well, they should have named it the Titanic because it is sinking into the ocean.
Really? Why is that?
Government contract.
The people that made it did cut corner. We can just we'll put it that way.
Okay. Put in flotation devices that the only thing they did was sink, huh?
Well, so they knew that there was inflation. They just didn't put it in the right place. The things that were inflated were in the U.S. economy and not on the ballast tanks or anything. So basically, we wasted more money, and it's kind of like, hey, I'm gonna sell you this gun, but the gun doesn't work, you know. So I'm trying to make both people happy, because now you have a gun, but you can't do anything with it. So the people who
you could use it as a club if it's a rifle.
You've left that as original intent, and you didn't, you know, you could pick up a large stick and that would also be a club.
Since the other guys have guns, yeah, you're going to be at a kind of a disadvantage.
I don't know what we're doing.
Don't worry, you're not the only one.
I got more notifications that Estonia and other folks have upped the ante, and people are bracing for a nuclear attack, and they're like, we don't know what to do. And I said, you shouldn't have stayed. But, you know, I point out things that are obvious and are of no help. So I don't do any more talking, because it's not helping the situation.
You can only help them so far. Sometimes the people just tend to be a little stiff-necked.
Well, even being stiff-necked is better than having no neck.
And that's true.
And I don't know. They just keep saying that, you know, the troops are coming, it's getting worse. And then I hear things like the administration currently residing in the swamp may want a war so that they can pull a Zelensky and say, well, you know, we're in the middle of a huge battle. We can't possibly have an election.
Yeah, they'll end up with that leader like the Zaons did on the Star Trek episode. He's already drugged up. I mean, I love the fact that there's been suggestion that the two candidates for president take drug tests before the debates. That'd be hilarious.
Ugh. Why, you think one of them might
be hopped up? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the one that goes through various levels of energy.
It's not a joke.
A day. Come on, man.
Yeah, well, we'll see, because we are now technically less than a month away.
Very exciting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have enjoyed our conversations about, everything from essays to Hunt Country to Exxon to a place with initials Appleford, maybe not enough ninja, swamp booties, and stiff-necked people. All the above brought to you by Swimming with the Fish, who is sponsored tonight by the following commercial entities.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Goodland's Monkey Shine System Admin Services. Who needs real services when these madcap simians can pull cables from your racks totally at random? Lost servers? No restoration? No communications? Why, it's what we've come to expect from years of government training. And Hurricanes Travel Services with horses. If you don't know about horses, this is the tour for you, with someone who actually rides and controls them. She has less luck with the goon, but there you are. Everyone knows he is untrainable, but will work for beer. And Showcat's weekly message to agents under the command center at the chief's compound. Don't worry about the gravel. Think of it as a large litter box and just stay out of the way. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.